Good morning, good people of God. Happy Pentecost. Happy Pentecost. It's not the easiest greeting. We don't often think of saying that. We easily say Happy Easter, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy New Year, Happy Valentine's Day. But we don't think about Pentecost in the same way. But Pentecost is one of the major feasts and major events in the church. And so, happy Pentecost to you all. This is David Gortner from St. Luke's Episcopal Church in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and this is Episcopal Ramblings from North Idaho. You send forth your Spirit, and all things are created, and so you renew the face of the earth, O Lord. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will praise my God while I have my being. May these words of mine please the one who makes us all new. I will rejoice in the Lord. Amen. So today, Pentecost, it is mystery. Today, it is wind and fire. Today, it is life and passion and consuming love. Today, it is the world drawn together, even in all its wild and wonderful and frightening diversity, to hear the one message and receive the one Spirit that unifies. And it's not our own wind and fire. We did not make the wind. We did not make the fire. We take in and ride the wind. The church does not make its own fire or light. The church reflects and releases into this world the light and fire it receives from God. So, today the Easter season ends with a new beginning. A new chapter opens. The age of Pentecost opens and a new adventure begins. So begins the season and age of the Holy Spirit and of the church that tries to keep up. All paths are open. All connections are possible. The Holy Spirit comes upon us and the followers of Jesus Christ, giving us power and overflowing ease to speak in ways that others can hear. And the Holy Spirit goes before us into the streets and neighborhoods of the city, opening minds and hearts to hear from us the great good news of God, the lover of humankind. The gateway is open, and from this day forward, the wind and fire of the Holy Spirit has continued to spread across the face of the whole earth. We cannot contain it. We cannot control it. We cannot centralize it in one place, or one language, or one narrow way of seeing. Instead, we can wait with anticipation, ready to move. We can listen and open our hearts, ready to receive. We can move throughout this city and the world, absolutely knowing that the Holy Spirit has gone before us, touching and stirring hearts and minds so they are ready to hear and to recognize the great good news we bear with us into all places. This is the age of God with us. Now, you've heard me speak before of Jesus by his other name, Emmanuel, God with us. The story of God among us, God incarnate in Jesus Christ, that story doesn't end like some other great mythic story from the same age from Greece or Rome, with the ascension into the heavens of the hero, like Hercules. If that's where it ended, we might be left with a great story of hope and wonder, and, well, not so much in Hercules' case, but a story of amazing teaching in Jesus' case. But we'd still be left with the same lowly, everyday human life we first found ourselves in. If that's where it ended, and the curtain falls as Jesus ascends and blesses us as he leaves, then it's been a great story. But now we have to get on with our lowly lives again. But this is not how the story ends. The story of Jesus moves to a completely new chapter, a chapter that's still going. When Jesus sends his beloved Holy Spirit to rush among us and stir within us and awaken us to new life we never imagined. It's the story of God with us in a way we never thought possible. God is with us, always, and with the Holy Spirit with us and in us, with the Holy Spirit going before us and leading us in all places, the story is now with us, and with the one who rides the wind and brings the fire and speaks the tongues of every person and creature on this earth. The Holy Spirit is God, closer to us than we can ever truly grasp. The Holy Spirit can't truly be grasped. That's kind of what a spirit is like, right? How can we describe then our experience of this God with us, who is closer than we can imagine, and yet we can't quite wrap our arms around? We use words like we find in the stories from Scripture. She is like breath, each breath in and out that we treasure and that we need. Breathe. She's like wind, blowing where it will, and uncontrolled by our own wishes or efforts, like we saw in the storms last night. Like fire, with the power to sweep through and consume, but also the power to warm and sustain, with a life that seems all its own. Like a voice that speaks in the quiet, that soothes and centers us, that directs us, that opens our eyes to things we just weren't seeing before. Holy wisdom who cries out at the gates, she comes to us in speech, in visions, in dreams, in the warmth and fiery love and truth of others. God, the Holy Spirit, God intimately close to us, within us, around us, always moving in and between and through every being, we so often forget. We so often get dulled in our senses. But we're swimming in a sea of God's presence. God is in the air we breathe, the blood pulsing through our bodies, in our minds and hearts, our eyes to see and our ears to hear, our mouths to speak, our arms to embrace, our feet to carry us where God leads, our hands to serve and to receive and to give. God is among us and flowing and moving between us all, in our ability to understand and feel each other deeply, in our sharing of sorrows and our offering of hope and love, in the new ways we come to see because of each other, in the ways we hear each other, in our own languages, even despite our differences. And we know something of the Holy Spirit in our lives. We know this one we can call the Spirit of life. We know the Spirit of God with us and among us as Comforter, as the Scripture says. Strengthener, the one who fortifies and stays with us, which is really the root of the word comfort, means fortify with, strengthen with. We know the Spirit of God as advocate, as the Scripture says, champion, backer, supporter, one who comes to our aid, one who speaks on our behalf and gives voice to us and for us. We know the Spirit of God as communication itself, the bond that arises and awakens between people, the opening of doors between others and ourselves, the speaking of deepest truths and feelings with one another that opens hearts and minds. We know the Holy Spirit as prayer itself. She, Holy Wisdom, who prays on our behalf when we don't know what to pray or even when we refuse to pray, prays with sighs and groans too deep for words, which still are known and held by God. We know this Spirit of God as connector, the bridge of hearing each other deeply, the bond of intimacy. We know this Holy Spirit as truth, that recognition that we did not see before or didn't want to admit before, but now see and now must embrace, no matter how much it changes us. Friends, I pray that each one of us open ourselves to God's Holy Spirit that is already at work in each of us and flowing among us. I pray that we each open ourselves to look for signs of the Holy Spirit in the lives of people all around us, of all types, friends and strangers, white and black and Latino and indigenous and Asian, conservative and liberal and all the in-betweens, women and men, old and young, God is with us. We are not left alone with a hero in the heavens far away. We are here with that same Jesus Christ who sends the Spirit of God into us so that we may ourselves be little Emmanuels, so that we may see all around us little Emmanuels. Look around you in this place. This is God with us here, moving in each mind and heart and body. We who are gathered in the park this day, you who are gathered at home, you are in neighborhoods, look around you, outside of where you are. The Holy Spirit is stirring and moving and calling forth each person and creature to the life that is God's gift. Open your hearts. Open your minds. Open your eyes. Breathe. Breathe in. And open your mouths and breathe in deeply and open your mouths with me and speak and proclaim our faith. Christ is risen. Christ is risen. Life is God's ever-loving gift. The passionate love of God flows and fires and cannot be contained. Let us proclaim this good news and invite all to hear what God has done and is doing. Go in peace and go where the Spirit calls you. Amen.